After the hour was up, I rolled down my window, and I checked for Mama Grizzly. Oh good, she's over there eating her huckleberries. So I got out of the truck and I got to work. I went to my first bag with the birch. I pulled the bag off. I ran my Geiger counter over its leaves. Perfect. The birch had taken up the radioactive gas. Then, the moment of truth, I went over to the fir tree. I pulled off its bag. I ran the Geiger counter up its needles, and I heard the most beautiful sound. It was the sound of birch talking to fir. And birch was saying, "Hey, can I help you?" And fir was saying, "Yeah, can you send me some of your carbon? Because somebody threw a shade cloth over me." I went up to cedar and I ran the Geiger counter over its leaves. And as I suspected, silence. Cedar was in its own world. It was not connected into the web interlinking birch and fir. I was so excited. I ran from plot to plot and I checked all 80 replicates. The evidence was clear. The C13 and C14 was showing me that paper birch and Douglas fir were in a lively two-way conversation. It turns out at that time of the year in the summer that birch was sending more carbon to fir than fir was sending back to birch, especially when the fir was shaded.